Bad Bunny's new album is finally here, and people have lots to say about it. Released this Friday, May 6th, the artist's fifth album, Un Verano Sin Ti, in English, A Summer Without You, is the most awaited release for the summer. It consists of 23 tracks, including collaborations with Chencho Corleone, Jay Cortez, Tony Dice, Rauw Alejandro, Bomba Estéreo, The Marías, and Buscabulla. The artist first started teasing the album in January of this year, and on Monday, May 2nd, he finally announced that the album would come out that Friday. Upon its release, it became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day in 2022 so far, and broke the record for the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. WNUR News' own co-director Nick Song was not expecting the release, but knew he had to listen once he found out about it.
So I didn't actually know that Bad Bunny had like a new album going out, coming out. I think that's just mainly because of me not being up to date on music stuff. But like when I knew that he had new music out, like I was like, okay, let me press pause my life. You know, and just I love reggaeton. Like it's like one of my, I do not look the part, but like it's straight up just so great. And I don't know, I think it's so fun to listen to. Not only that, but it's also just like, it's such like an original genre of music, and you can do so much with it.
Medill Jr. Josh Perry says this might be his favorite Bad Bunny album yet.
I like it a lot. I actually am, it might be my favorite album of his so far. They've all got this kind of like really like comforting, like beachy vibes. He samples seagulls on like a bunch of them, which is like great. Like I'm a huge fan.
And Suspy Jr. Brian Sanchez says this was the perfect album for the summer.
After like I finished listening through, I was like, wow, like this is like, this is exactly like the type of like quality I expected. But I was also like, he definitely knew what he was doing releasing this right before the summer started. Like I felt like there was a lot of obviously, like, you know, it's a summertime album, but like the variety of songs that he had in there, like there was a lot of like very like slow kind of like feely songs, but then a lot of songs that were also like very much so for dancing. There's a merengue in there, then there's like a really big club song, I forget which one it's called, I think El Apagón or something, and those are really good. And they even put Callaita in there too, which is like an older song but like still in the album, because I'm sure it just relates really well to like the vibes of the album. So yeah, I just thought super diverse album. All the songs were great in their own respect. I think it's definitely a no skip album personally.
The album does a great job of alternating between different genres like electropop, indie, dembow, merengue, bossa nova, and many more.
There's just like so much variety on here, like an hour and 20 minutes, and like pretty much no song follows like the same like formula, it feels like.
Sanchez says he liked that the collaborations included artists that were not as well known.
So I feel like a lot of other albums nowadays have like kind of like been in collaboration, or like have featured a lot of artists that like we already know about. It's not like, you know, people that like are a little bit lower, like underground, or like people who are just trying to like get out there a little bit more. And I think Bad Bunny did a good job, you know, bringing out like a featuring artist that like you may be interested in that you don't already know about. Like an album I think about that like has so many features, but like they're features that I all know about that I listened to already, is like Daddy Yankee's album. Like really, like, and like in respect, also a really good album for me, like almost a no skip album. That was a really good one too. But like a lot of the features are people I already knew, you know, like Ozuna, Mike Towers, Nicky Jam, J Balvin, Bad Bunny. Like they're all people I know about. So it's not like I'm stemming off of this album and like reaching new potential sources of music.
I also asked all three of them what their favorite song on the album was.
Después de la playa.
Después de la playa. I think I really like that it's a merengue song. Like, I don't know. I feel like there hasn't been like a lot of like artists that are releasing merengue right now. And that's a really good one that I think, like, you know, once you start like going out and like partying in the summer and going to clubs, you're going to hear that one a lot for sure.
The reason I love it so much starts out with these synths. It's just like, you know, you're grooving out, you're feeling it. You're like, okay, I can go with that. Dime pa donde vamos después de la playa. Si no se camó, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo no mamo. Pero en mi cama. And then it, bam, like it just hits.
The beat switches and you hear them, and I sat there, I was like, whoa, I was like, is this a meeting? And I like sat there and I'm like, oh my god, it is, like no way he just did that.
And you're just like, oh my god, I'm like on the beach, like, you know, there's a beach ball hitting my head right now, I'm like feeling life. And you're just like, you know, you just hear like the snares and stuff kick in, and it's just so, awesome. It's like, you know, the engineering on it is so crisp and wonderful, and just the beat of it is so hard and goes off so much.
It's that type of song that gets you moving in some way. Like, every time it comes up for me, whenever I'm just listening to music or whenever I put it on, I'm just like, even if I'm not like up dancing merengue, obviously, like, I'm still like, you know, like bobbing my head, like, you know, tapping my feet, because just like, it's that type of beat that just like gets you to want to get up and do something.
There's a few that have like caught my eye, really caught my ear, I guess. I really like Otro Atardecer with the Marías. Because it's like so not what I would expect from Bad Bunny. It's like kind of just an indie pop song with like a really weird vibe. And it's kind of like a refreshing like switch up for him.
I also really like Un Verano Sin Ti. I think it was definitely really, it gave me kind of like La Canción vibes, which I really loved. So I felt like that was definitely one you could just like sit down and really like feel yourself listening to and like mouthing all the lyrics. Y ahora toca un verano sin ti.
If you haven't had a chance to listen to the new album, Sanchez says the variety of sound means there's something for everyone.
For anyone who hasn't listened to the album yet, I think it's definitely an incredibly solid listen. Like, it might not be a no skip for everyone. I think I'm definitely a much bigger fan of Bad Bunny than other people are, and like, it was a no skip for me very easily, just given like the quality of the songs and the diversity. But I think it's got a song for everyone. And even if you don't speak Spanish or you don't understand it very well, or you don't listen to like reggaeton in general, I still think there's like going to be a song that you listen to and you're like, oh, wow, I actually kind of like that. It's pretty good. You know, like, I'll add that to my playlist. Like, I'll listen to it like later on.
For WNUR News, this was Maria Camaño.